This is Dr. Ali indicating history physical, patient name D-U-N-N Dunn, Shelly, S-H-E-L-L-E-Y, N-A-N-N-E, date of birth 4-14-1955, place Franklinwood Genesis Nursing Rehab, date of service 10-8-2023. His initial history and physical, history of present illness. This is a 68-year-old female. She was admitted to Union Memorial Hospital. Because patient has a multiple medical problems, COPD, heart failure with preserved ejection fraction, coronary artery disease, previous CVA with the right side residual deficit. She was transferred from outside facility because of definite surgical management for left distal femur fracture. Patient had a fall at the backward while walking upstairs to a doctor's appointment. Patient said her leg bent behind her and she was brought with the EMS to the emergency room, taken as a fracture, and she was transferred to the Union Memorial. On arrival to the Union Memorial, patient has left lower extremity, CT left lower extremity shows supracondylar distal femoral fracture. Anterior to the femoropatellar joint space with a mild fragment displacement. Patient also has a sinus tachycardia, chest x-ray, Oshad Hospital show right lower lobe pneumonia and WBC count was 12,000. Patient was admitted to Union Memorial with supracondylar distal femoral fracture due to mechanical fall. Patient underwent open reduction and internal fixation and insertion of the intramedullary nail in the femur. Orthopedic follow the patient. They recommended partial weight bearing. DVT prophylaxis was advised with aspirin and Plavix. Pain medications. Patient was also reported to have acute hypoxic respiratory failure and started to improve ground glass opacities, present and admission, COPD exacerbation. Patient was managed. She was given oxygen. She also has a leukocytosis. COPD was managed. Chest PT care plan was discussed with the pulmonary by the hospitalist. Outpatient sleep study was advised. Patient has ejection fraction with the reduced ejection fraction of 15-20%. That improved to 55-60% as per TTE on December 2019. Diabetes mellitus. Hemoglobin was 11.2. Blood sugar was 307. That was monitored. And diabetic medication, lantus dose adjusted. Old CVA in 2019 and hyperlipidemia. After stabilization, patient was seen by PTOT, subacute recommended, and patient was sent to the Franklinwood Genesis Nursing Rehab. Today, when I saw the patient lying on the bed, she denies any headache, dizziness, no shortness of breath, no chest pain, no nausea and vomiting, has a left leg pain, and no other complaint. Past medical history, number 1, COPD, number 2, CHF, number 3, CAD, number 4, diabetes, previous CVA, the right side weakness. Allergy, patient allergic to amoxicillin, penicillin. Medication upon discharge, Tylenol 500 mg, 2 tablets every 8 hour PRN, DNF treatment, 2-4 hour, aspirin 81 mg daily. Atorvastatin 80 mg QPM, Symbicort 80/ 4.5 mcg, 2 puff BID, Korug 3.125 mg BID, Keflex 500 mg 4 times a day for 7 days, Plavix 75 mg daily, Trulicity 4.5 mg subcutaneous every 7 days, Lasix 20 mg daily, 2 tablet, total of 40 daily, Gabapentin 300 mg 3 times a day, Lantus insulin 30 units at night, Lispro 6 units with each meal, and also sliding scale coverage was advised. Metformin 500 mg. BID, Omeprazole 20 mg daily, Oxycodone 5 mg, 2 tablets every 4 hours, PRN for 5 days, Entresto, ENTREST, Entresto 24 mg / 25 mg, 1 tablet BID for CHS, spironolactone 25 mg daily, Tiotropium 18 mcg, 1 inhalation daily. Through our system, no headache, no dizziness, no sore throat, pulmonary, no cough, cardiac, no chest pain, GI, no vomiting, diarrhea, musculoskeletal, pain in the left leg, get relief with medication, gentle urinary, no hematuria, neuro, no syncope, physical exam, patient is awake, he's alert, oriented, time 3, blood pressure 117 over 66, pulse 94, temperature 98, respiration 18, pulse ox 94%. Head, atomic, eyes, and ectaric, no urinary discharge, neck, UD chest, non tender, lungs, clear, no wheezing, heart, asthma, 2, abdomen is soft, non tender, valves on positive, extremities, left leg, dressing is in place, with the ACE wrap, right leg, no edema, no cough, tenderness, neuro, she is awake, alert, oriented, time 3, lying on the bed and looks comfortable. The lab done while at the facility here. Sodium 140, potassium 4.0, carbon 4, CO2 30, glucose 2, 41, BUN 15, creatinine 0.5, WBC 10.1, hemoglobin 9.4, micro 28.9. Assessment, patient is admitted to the sub-Q rehab with supracondylar distal femur fracture in the left neck line, status post open reduction, internal fixation, left femur, and insertion of intramedullary nail. Next line, status post acute hypoxic respiratory failure. Next line, pneumonia. Next line, COPD. Next line, ambulatory dysfunction. Next line, diabetes mellitus. Poor control. Next line, hyperlipidemia. Next line, CHF and cardiomyopathy. Next line, previous CVA. He has history of chronic smoking. Plan of care will continue all her current medication, PTOT. She does have anemia, that's a chronic, but will monitor CBC and BMP. And next line, code status, discuss with the patient. She wants to be full code. Patient is alert, oriented, M3. She can make her medical decision by herself. A capital M, capital O, capital S, capital T, most form, signed by me. After discussion with the patient, all her questions answered. Patient want to be full code. Transfer to the hospital, yes. IV antibiotic, yes, if needed. Anemia, blood transfusion, if needed, yes. Feeding tube to placement, if needed, yes. And hemodialysis, if needed, yes. Transfer to the hospital, if hospital level of care needed, yes. The new most form was signed by me and placed in the chart. Thank you.